Well, today we're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities as we look at reaction today. Two big reports that came out. And Tom, any surprising news there?
There was not shocking news. I think the way the market reacted was the real shock today. Seeing the big downside, especially in our wheat complex, as most people in the Southern Plains know, we lost a lot of wheat already to the weather. We're having trouble harvesting what there is out there in some places because of the weather bringing us moisture now. And then to see the wheat market crash today was a little bit of a shocker. We saw the Kansas wheat production lowered by 16.8 million bushels. They lowered the bushel per acre by 2 bushels. Oklahoma saw their production lowered by 3.3 million bushels, their bushel per acre by 1 bushel. And Texas saw their production lowered by 7.6 million bushels and their yield by 4 bushels. Now, overall, we saw the old crop wheat only increased on the ending stocks by 3 bushels, but we did see a 22-bushel increase in the new crop, and new crop world stocks increased over 1 million metric tons. So that helped put some pressure on the wheat. In the corn, it was not all that negative, as we saw the corn old crop ending stocks come in 24 million lower than what the trade was looking for, while new crop came in 10 million higher than what the trade was looking for. We did not really see any substantial changes in any of the other numbers in the corn there, but that was not all that negative. Soybeans saw old crop ending stocks come in 2 million bushels lower than the trade was looking for, but they did see new crop come in 6 million more. But we did not really see anything else out there in the soybeans. I think the trade was looking for something more friendly than that to find upside. Overall, this report was traded negative. We might see a little bit of a bounce tomorrow. Keep in mind, June 30th, that's the big report. We'll see the quarterly stock numbers, and we'll see the USDA planting acreage number.